A winner for the La Plata Bulldogs here today in Springfield. They get the Class 1 state championship wrapped up by a 7-6 final, and we're joined right now by their head coach, Steve Carvajal. And you're breathing heavy, Coach. It made it interesting at the end, but, boy, your guys persevered like they have all season long.
Well, like I said, that was quite a game, and we knew it was going to come in the last inning. And I told them the seventh inning, I thought they'd come back and score some runs. You know, Justin was battling. He was laboring. Did a great job. Threw strikes, you know, and we had a couple breakdowns there. But shows how big that steal at home was to get that seventh run. You know, it turned out to be the difference maker because I didn't feel comfortable until we were up four again.
Yeah, you were on the field. Was that a called steal and then the balk called?
Yes.
As Rojo came off late?
Well, he was leaning on his front foot, and I didn't think there was any way he could keep from balking. And we had to do something with two strikes there to get it. And I just really felt like he was going to balk, and he did. You know, it was a no-brainer for us. And like I said, he was spread out on the mound. It was going to be tough for him to step off, and he balked. So
I think at the end, a little bit of poetic justice. You go ahead and get Hayden Fouch, a senior who gutted it out yesterday, to
right.
give you the chance to come back. Throwing on to Taylor Wheeler, who had to stretch on the last out of the game on that right leg once again. I mean, you want to talk about toughness and determination from your seniors. I mean, those two exemplify it.
Well, and people aren't here, don't know. It's just, you know, I always use the word corny. It just sounds corny and cliches. But, you know, what Hayden did and what Taylor did, you know, with the torn hamstring and he runs in the wall, who knows what kind of damage he did to his wrist and stuff. I mean, that's just, they play with a lot of guts. You know, we did the things we had to do today. You know, we manufactured some runs. You know, we tried to squeeze. You know, we stole home twice. You know, all the things that we did, and it took everything to win the game. And that's a huge win with the team. We kind of limped in here today. But like I said, they battled. Justin Riggins was excellent on the hill today. And we had some guys hit some key hits. We finally had Dave come through in a clutch situation, the big drive, you know, on the triple. And then, like I said, we did our thing. And now it was just really great to see Tider get the last out and, you know, have it hit to Hayden and then to Wheeler, because, like I said, this group of seniors has just been fantastic.
Do you think that Riggins being able to be out there a little bit less than Rojo kept him fresh into that seventh inning? Because it looked like the liberal pitcher was kind of fading there toward the end.
Oh, that kid can throw. He's got a live fastball and a great breaking pitch. And, you know, Justin threw a lot of pitches for himself. He was up around 120 pitches, and that's a lot, because I usually cut guys off at 100. But he really wanted to start that last inning, and I felt like it was his to, you know, he'd earn that opportunity. Of course, I wasn't going to wait too long with Tyler, but, you know, I would have never dreamed of a state championship. You know, we wanted to get here. You know, that's everybody's dream. But, you know, it's pretty nice. I liked it in basketball, but, you know, winning one there. But I love it winning in baseball.
It's your third time at the state championships, and you get one here now with this team. And you've commented about how it's meant a lot to you to do it with this group, to do it in your final season. I mean, your reflections after such a big win.
Huge. Like I said, it's pretty emotional. And, Every year is special, and this never gets old coming down here. I talked to one of my good friends, you know, Coach Roberts. He's been down here a bunch, and the opportunity to go with three teams is storybook, but to get to win it on your last one, you know, in a sport that I truly love, and with a group of kids that we just get along great, and a great baseball bunch, this is pretty special.
Fantastic win. Gutting it out even towards the end. The Bulldogs of La Plata, your champions here today. Steve Carvajal,
their
head
coach. Say that one
more
time. Say that one more
time. Bulldogs of La Plata. Your champions here.
Oh,
I didn't get that confused.
I'll tell you what, that sounds great.
Well, congrats to you,
and
we wish you all the best down the road.
Thank
you. We'll keep in touch, and definitely a great one here today.
Very much.
Steve Carvajal of the La Plata Bulldogs joining us here, and they get the win, 7-6 over Liberal. That'll do it here for this broadcast here from Metter Park in Springfield. Our time is up. Big thanks to Richie Van Skyke and also Matt Elliott back at the station in downtown Moberly. Matt Tarnaway here from Springfield saying so long. Again, the Class 1 State Championship final score, La Plata 7 and Liberal 6. La Plata wins the Class 1 State title for the first time in school history. Till next year, we hope. So long from Metter Park.